Welcome back to Holly's Follow-Up Training, Audio 4.
The health evaluation questionnaire is, in my opinion, everything that I need to know about where the person is. You could go into a ton more detail, but you don't need any more detail to create an amazing story and have them become a total believer about what it is that's happening to their body. Your walking through this process and checking in with them on a regular basis is what is going to turn the tide here of them starting to see what's happening. So when I start with somebody on the food cravings category, for instance, I would say, let's talk about this. All right, in this category, tell me what is up for you and what of these foods, sugar, coffee, carbs, junk, alcohol, and dairy, and the food cravings, which one of these do you have a relationship with that's not in balance for your life and that you have an issue around, that you believe you have an issue around? So we'll go through and I'll say, tell me about the sugar. Do you have a craving there? And how does that show up, and what foods does that show up in? So I get in there with them. I want to know, you know, are they just totally into having a, you know, 4 power bars every day and having Sprite or Coke, or are they, you know, think they're, like we heard Uma talk earlier, that she thought she was eating healthy sugar, you know, maple syrup and agave and whatever, and realized that her system was too sensitive, that even that, you know, sugar is sugar. Some goes in a little more slowly, but that stuff would do me in personally. I can do stevia and that's about it. And I can do berries. And then different people can hang with different amounts of sugar. But in my opinion, I call sugar white death, period, the end. I just don't have any place for it in any diet whatsoever. It's not a food, in my opinion. So if you're going to sweeten something, sweeten it with fruit. If you're, and we have the most beautiful fruits on this planet. Who has ever seen such an array that nature produced? I mean, from papaya and pineapple and peaches. And if you really are looking for sugar, those are some of the highest sugar content. I don't think most people can do with them every day, and maybe some people's constitution can. I am much more of a proponent of the low glycemic index of the berries, the blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. Obviously organic at every possible chance. So when people are trying to get off of sugar, I make a big deal out of congratulating them and cheering them on and saying, I know what that's like, and I certainly do. My sugar addictions were off the charts. I could go shopping and I would hit the cookie aisle, Pepperidge Farm, Milano to be exact, and I would have demolished the entire package before I would have gotten to the checkout counter. And I used to sneak sugar at other people's houses. I'd just go raid and find the cookie jar. I mean, I was a sugaraholic. I was totally confirmed, convicted. You know, my name is Holly Wheeler. I'm a sugaraholic. And it's one of the most difficult things, I think, in the world to get off. I think it's as hard as some of the hardcore drugs. So I have a lot of empathy for people who have sugar addictions because it's the beginning of the end. It trashes the adrenals. People are wasted, they're exhausted, people don't sleep well because they eat sugar late at night, and it's a havoc. It just causes havoc everywhere you go. So my wish and desire is to help people little by little get off of sugar. The recommendations that I have for sure is the shake and apples and applesauce. Is there anything more delicious than a baked apple? I mean to say, a few little nuts, a little cinnamon, you know, maybe a little dab of butter, and you have got something that is just, it's to live for. That's my other little saying. You want to incorporate that one. It's kind of fun. I don't have anything I'm ready to die for today, thank you. And so I'm living for everything, so it's to live for. Baked apples. And applesauce is just terrific. And you can make apples if you have a Vitamix or even a blender. Perfect. So that's the detail I would go in with sugar. Yeah, Lori.
I have a question via text from Kevin on the part of sugar.
What do you feel about xylitol? as a sweetener.
I don't know enough about xylitol. I hear that that's a good source, a good one. I don't know enough about it because I don't do sugar. And so the only one, I do stevia and berries and applesauce. That's my sugar privilege. I think Krista would be a good, she would know more about that. So that's probably a Krista question. So then we would go on to the coffee. And I'm just going to educate you as we go down. There is an amazing product called Ticino, T-E-E-C-C-I-N-O. It's a grain and nut beverage that's like a Pero or a coffee substitute, and it is fabulous. You can get it at Whole Foods. It comes in a bag. T-E-E, T as in Tom, E-E-C-C-I-N-O, Ticino. Comes in a ton of flavors. And Original and Java are two of the most, they're closest to coffee. And you can take the Java or the Original and you can blend it with your own coffee and you can start to wean yourself off. And in a couple of weeks, you could really have done the job. And it's a great way. Because, you know, in truth, coffee is, it's an addiction. It's got that caffeine in it. And people are just, don't get between me and my coffee. And I have a lot of, yeah, well, we got a couple in the room like that. And so I'm very empathetic about that. It's like, it has a chemical balancing where you can't really get going. You can't get your brain going in the day if you don't have it. So my recourse, my talking about that is, look, you get the charge and the boost from the body balance when you get up there and you start having this energy. So that'll take care of the buzz and your body will start to kick in and function on your own. So, but what I realize is you've got this incredible attachment to this ritual. And the Ticino is incredible. You can latte it, you can French press it, you can drip it, you can put it in your favorite coffee mug. It looks black, and for all intents and purposes, it tastes like coffee. So you've got this coffee substitute, and I will tell you, I have 100% on converting people over to Ticino. It's a marvelous, marvelous substitute. And as I said, Java and Original are the two best. Now, they make all these other great ones, hazelnut and amaretto chocolate. And, you know, I mean, they've got all, yeah, I knew I'd get a few attentions there. But you help people get through their addictions. And I'm telling you, when people are getting up at the higher ends of cell saturation and they're not getting the success and they're spending a bucket on all this product, and they're doing themselves in on the other side with sugar and coffee and carbs and all this other, it's making their journey 10 times longer, much more expensive, and they're not getting the rewards that they could be getting. So if you want somebody to feel and just rock it and feel just absolutely terrific, then help them along in some of the nutritional stuff that is so easy. These things are in every, you can order them online if you can't get them at your local grocery store if you live out in the country more. But these are majorly easy things to do. Stevia, Ticino, apples and all kinds of berries that can help you get the fix that your body has become dependent on. And when you get off of that, I mean, you just heard Uma speak about how she's operating full bore, full steam, without her coffee, without her sugar in her cookies, and she's operating all day long and 2 hours less to boot, which gave her like a month and a half, a year of extra time. Now, could we put a price tag on that? I mean, in the positive version, when you're talking about giving someone back their life and days of their life every single year, and if you reverse that and you look at what happens to people when their life starts to ebb away and they get, you know, horrible things that come from these horrendous degenerative diseases that cripple you and blind you and make your whole bowels bleed and just gross stuff. People who... The tortures that come out of degenerative diseases, you couldn't even dream up to do to somebody. And then they end up in the hospital and they've got tubes out of every orifice, and you go, now, what would it be worth to those people to get their life back, just to come back to normal? You know, just status quo where they could function, and diabetes and weight and people who are horrendously overweight. I mean, you think about what we're up to. And not only can you take them to just status quo, but you can take them to a whole nother level that they don't even know exists. I mean, I'm one of those people. I was on the floor trying to, and couldn't remember my own friends' names. And, you know, look at, you know, I'm 62, I'm playing polo. What are you going to say about that? It's like 10 years ago, I moved over to live out my days. 10 years later, I'm going, holy cow. You know, I'm not sick anymore. I'm more alive than people that are 10 years younger. Playing tennis and dancing and took up my road bike, and I'm now biking, you know, 12, 15 miles a day, and I'm just sitting here going, oh my God, I can't believe this isn't how I thought 62 was going to look. And I go out in the world at the airports and I see what 62 looks like in the rest of the world, and I go, holy cow, you know, the stakes are so high here to help people be the best they can be. The laws of nature do not include coffee and sugar. And so what made you is what heals you. I mean, how isn't that kind of it? It's sort of baseline obvious. And you want to feel terrific, you got to do what it takes to get what you want. Otherwise, you're going to keep getting what you had. So, you know, moving right along, carbs, junk, alcohol, dairy. Everything in combination, everything in moderation. There's definitely a place. Did you have something you want to say?
I do have a question.
So here, come over here, because now over here.
Yeah, this is Joan. Is coffee really that bad in moderation? Like one cup a day? What does it do to your body to have one cup a day?
If I can just tell you, if I had one cup of coffee, I'd be up for probably 2 days.
Oh.
So, and the point is, it's very taxing on your adrenal system. Now, there may be people who will argue that, but why do you take it?
Because I enjoy it.
What part of it do you enjoy?
The taste.
So if I gave you one that didn't have caffeine and you were getting the buzz from Body Balance and you got the taste from Ticino and you liked it as well?
If I liked it as well.
Well, there you go.
But I doubt it.
We have a skeptic, and you're not going to know until you
try it. I'll try it.
You're not going to know until you try it. So all I can tell you is your immune system is the thing you want to protect. And when you are doing things that tax your adrenals, which is definitely what coffee does. And so when you're talking about, you know, taxing your immune system, you're playing with fire. You're totally looking at destroying your health over the long term. And I don't need to play with fire for the other end of my life. I want, you know, I've already lost a chunk of my life. I want to be vibrant for the rest of my days, and then I just as soon die in my sleep. I don't need to go through the usual ritual. I mean, I remember I was at Esalen one day, and I heard this girl say, you know, somebody had just died in her world, and I was in my earlier, more rebel state. I probably said something horrible that was in her face of like, well, you know, I'm sorry she didn't know more about the food that they're serving right here. And because, you know, her life might have been really different. And I probably wasn't even that nice. And she said, well, you have to die of something. Yes. Ah! I mean, my ire and my hair on the back of my neck and everything went up because she was younger than I was, and she had come to believe that that's normal. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. That's not normal. That's just what everybody's doing. Everybody does not constitute normal, healthy. It constitutes what is now out there that we have come to believe is the way it happens. But it doesn't have to be that way. And you can totally change the whole outcome of your whole life. And I think we are the ones that have to educate people to know that those degenerative diseases are not normal. All right, so moving along on the food cravings, which is a huge part of people's lives, because a lot of what we want to share with people down the road is that this is a lifestyle. When you start getting into what we're doing, it's how you take, it's the wellness wheel that Krista was talking about. It's the place in your life where you become in balance and where you're really up to something that is magnetizing people into your life, where you're really modeling a way of living, what I would call an extreme life, and having extreme health, and operating at an extreme level, completely outside of the box, where people go, wow, how does she do that? Or sometimes people say, oh, Holly, she's so lucky. I'm going, luck has not a lot to do with this one. This was hard work. And it takes hard work. You want to be a yoga practitioner? It takes hard work. And I think that you want to be really good at doing this business? It takes hard work. Everything that Daryl talked about, 1 degree of inconsequential behavior will take you in a totally different direction than 1 degree of the other kind of behavior. And these are the skill set. This is the skill set of getting in there with somebody and not just going, okay, food cravings, what is it? Okay, 5. Okay, go on. It's like, what is this health evaluation about? It's really about redesigning your choices in your life and making a 1 degree change of what it is that you are doing to your body that is going to create a completely different outcome. So you want to be fit, agile, supple, bright, smart, wealthy, physically, financially. It doesn't just happen. How many potlucks did I give up? How many books have I read? How many seminars have I gone to? How many yoga classes have I gone to? How many times would I have just as soon gone out and ridden my bike? And I'm like, I'm making a choice because I'm so passionate about this. It's my legacy to give it to you because I earned it and I learned it. And I want you to get how serious and how big and how fun it can totally be. Because you're the next generation of this consciousness. If it gets downloaded into you and you just tell one person and they tell one person, you heard, you want 3 cents or do you want 3 million? I'll take the 3 cents, please. Or I'll take the penny. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that outrageous?
That is outrageous.
One little effort here. If I can support you, I know that I can see them. And then all of you, can you see? It's a whole city that's behind all of you. Certainly in my city, it's only 1,500. So I'm sitting here telling you, dive into this health evaluation questionnaire. You know, Tisan's thing, she had sugar and alcohol. I mean, she's free. She's free of the alcohol, and she's totally on her way on the sugar. Uma's totally free of the sugar right now. And it creeps back. It creeps back in me. I'm not perfect, but at least I know how to get it back. And I aspire to it because I understand it. All right, so then I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, food cravings, junk, you know, alcohol, dairy. Let's hear some numbers of where people were before they started doing this whole conscious diet, nutrition thing piece that's part of getting your health back, and where people are today. So who has some numbers?
I just want to ask where salt is. Is that considered part of junk?
Because could be. Yeah, some
I'm
people.
I'm surprised salt is not on this list because that's something that I've dealt with was called salt cake.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that could be on the list. You could put, if you were with your coach, you would probably say that, say salt is actually mine. I just assume substitute it for one of these others or add it to it and salt's mine. There's a ton more that could be on this. This is a rough sort of overall thing. So do we have some numbers of people who've made some dietary changes and that are like at a different place? Linda?
My coffee was probably at a 15. It was nothing for me to drink 2 pots a day.
Wow.
And it
here,
had
come
to
over
be,
here so they can really hear you. Cause I,
it going. Had to be the real thing.
2 pots a day, just in case you didn't hear
just,
that.
I could do that. I could sleep. And I shot my adrenals. And but I drank it to push through, you know, stress. And then if you have coffee, you could have chocolate or you gotta have sugar. So I was just in a vicious circle. And now my coffee caffeine craving is just zero. And I do drink green tea a little bit, but now I'm really hearing, okay, you just need to drink more Body Balance. So yeah, that's it. And I don't do sugar. Occasionally, agave fruit. That's it.
That's wonderful. That took some work, did it not?
6 months to get off the coffee.
Oh, man.
But I did.
Seriously, Linda. This is, you know, in black belt Aikido, they say the most difficult move you will ever master is the move of your fork from the plate to your mouth. And I laud people who can overcome addictions because they're serious. They're a monkey on your back.
And you have to recognize it is an addiction. And when I recognize it, that's when I realize I have to do something about this.
Yeah, good. So, the next one is sleep. Do we have any more stories of people who've made some changes? Yeah, good.
You won't believe this.
This is Joan. My caffeine, my coffee, has probably gone from a 2 to, I would say, a 7 or 8. I only have 1 cup a day.
What did you used to have?
I'd have 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, and if I had an opportunity to have it, like I'd go out to lunch or something, I'd have coffee. Refill, or breakfast. I would just drink it when I had the opportunity. But I don't even, after I have my 1 cup, I really don't have a desire for any more.
Wow.
And if I didn't have that 1 cup, around 10:30, I would get kind of tired or sleepy.
What do you think?
But I would. I know that if I took a true boost or Body Balance, I would be fine. But I do enjoy my cup of coffee in the morning.
Okay.
So
let's see. I want to hear back if you do this, the Ticino, and you do the true boost and the Body Balance. If you get what you want from the Ticino and you like it well enough, to just see what. How that feels in your body when you take that out of your chemistry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check on her, make sure.
That's great. And this is how we support and encourage each other. Is we hear stories of people like Linda who work really hard and you go, wow, this girl is not crippled anymore. This girl is not deformed anymore. This girl has her brain back. And you hear, wow, that's what she was doing, 2 pots of coffee a day. You know that was contributing. Coffee is like the most acidic thing there is.
Yeah. I'm mute. Somebody wants to talk.
Oh.
They
okay.
want to talk.
This is great. You guys are muting. You guys are calling in.
Texting.
Okay. Mute. Somebody has a question?
Holly, this is Gina in California. I would like to share, May 3rd, I did a radical change, and I became raw. I gave up coffee, meat, and sugar, and I only drink water, so I gave up iced tea and stuff. And the thing that I found interesting was I didn't go through any dietary body change, and the only thing I can connect it to is I've been on the Life Force product for over 8 years now. But my why, and the reason why I'm sharing this, my why, which we had learned at convention from Darren Hardy, was it's important to have your why, and my why, I radically changed what I was doing, was for health.
And what was the health issue you were dealing with?
You know, I don't know. I'm very acidic. My body is very, very acidic, and so that kind of scared me a little bit, so that's why I did that.
And so what would you say has been the benefit of changing your diet to that degree? What have you noticed?
You know, to be honest with you, other than huge weight loss, I have not noticed anything. But I didn't know I'd be great. I actually lost 35 pounds since I did that. And that wasn't for weight loss. It was just for better health.
Good. You are such a crack-up. Other than weight loss, I lost 35 pounds. You know, that'll do it, honey.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I mean, if I had known it was this easy to lose weight, I would have done this 20 years ago.
All right. I want you to say that sentence one more time.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have done the raw food diet 20 years ago.
Are you listening? I'm so proud of you, girlfriend. What a way.
Oh, yeah, I love the raw food, and it's so funny because my husband always did the cooking and worked in the kitchen. I burn everything. Well, for whatever reason, raw food and I can't click. I mean, I'm doing Alfredo and pesto and marinara, and I mean, I'm just making, I'm having so much fun, and he says, my husband says, he and I just don't get along.
It sounds like you've got some really great support with your hubby, and it sounds like you're getting a really great reward in the payback. I'm so pleased for you.
Well, the funny thing is he has joined me on the raw, it's really not a diet, it's just we eat raw food. And he's joined me, but I told him, I said, when you join me, you have to come up with a why, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to stick to it.
And what's his why?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay. Well, at any rate, that is an incredible testimonial that people don't realize by having, and it was meat, sugar, and what? What was the coffee?
Oh, meat, sugar, I had caffeine. And actually, I do remember my husband's why. His why is because, to improve his health, but also it'll just help, with like self-image and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it sounds like you gave up carbs too, because you went to raw food.
Yes, I don't eat any pastas, or I don't eat anything cooked. I only eat raw stuff.
So I just want to...
I don't eat raw meat, okay? Everybody asks me that. I do not eat raw meat.
Raw meat's okay. So I want you to realize that one of the things that also, sugar is cheapers. What are you going to say? It's pure carbs for starts. And the other piece is that the pasta, no doubt came from wheat. And I can just tell you my own experience of just cutting out wheat when I finally realized I was allergic to it. I dropped, easy as pie, dropped 20 pounds just from cutting out wheat. So you don't realize what you're allergic to and how hard your body and the contortions it goes in to try to figure out what to do with it, and oftentimes it ends up storing it. And so when you remove the insults, it is phenomenal what it is that can happen in your whole over... I mean... Your emotional well-being must have taken a turn for an upturn. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
So I'm asking you if your emotional well-being increased.
Probably, because I think whenever you lose weight, your kind of your self-image improves. You're more confident.
Yeah.
And one thing I really, really noticed is the way people treat me. And it's interesting because... Men especially, I just have so many men going that, family, church, whatever. Oh, you're so skinny.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I know, that's annoying for starters, I understand. But I really...
Well, here's something else, and this is for all the people who, because I know I get so much, I never do that, I would never give it up, meat or whatever, but... Our main food is zucchini. I have what's called a spiral slicer, and my husband and I are finding we like
zucchini spaghetti,
the lasagna, the pesto, the marinara, all the stuff way better with the zucchini than we did with the whole wheat pasta.
Isn't that fun? There's definitely a whole world there. Well, congratulations, and thank you for sharing that. And other than losing all the weight, I'm glad that you're having an experience. All right. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. See, she doesn't even know what a great story she has. It's so cute. Thank you. I love that. People give, they're such a giggle when they get these results and they don't realize how big and how great that is for everybody else. Is there anyone else out there that has, while I have you unmuted? Any other?
Holly, hi. Heather in San Diego.
Hi, Heather.
How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to mention something to the lady. I'm sorry I didn't get who it was.
Joan.
How bad coffee was. I used to be a 2 cup a day coffee person for, I don't know, over 10 years anyway. And the things that the coffee aside from the horrible impact on your adrenal, and the acidification, coffee has an incredible acidification effect on your cells. It also an incredible inborn ability to block mineral absorption into your body and also demineralize what's already there. So in addition to being a diuretic, and it causes dehydration in your cells, which means they flush properly, my point is for people who are attempting to self-saturate or go into body balance, if you can get the coffee out of their diet, they would see results so much faster, because from the demineralization standpoint, it's kind of like throwing something in one end and having it get flushed out the other. They're typically probably going to wind up spending more money and taking longer to get there, so they want to take off something with coffee.
That was fabulous. Thank you for giving so much more of the scientific background about the coffee, because that was great to have that included. Thank you. Have you tried the Ticino yourself?
I've never heard of it, but I would be extremely interested in testing it out on my grandmother, who is absolutely, completely, and totally against any sort of change. Consumption.
Right. As are most people.
I'm definitely going to try that. I'm going to sneak it in there and see if, you know...
She won't even notice.
See if I can get it by.
She won't notice, especially if you start, you know, like one quarter, three quarters, and then half, and then the other, and she won't even notice.
That's what I'm hoping, because she's having wonderful results with all of the rest of the Life Force products. If I could just get the coffee out of her, I think she'd be up and running around the block by the end of the month.
We'd love to see that. Granny's on the go. I don't know. All right, any other calls? Because I'm going to mute you out again. It sounds like there's still some...
Holly, this is Julie. Can I ask a quick question?
Of course.
So this is Julie in Boulder. And my question around... Well, first of all, we talk about your adrenal glands being blown, and I'm wondering if you can just elaborate a little bit on like what that means and what that impact has on the body. And then when we're talking about coffee, you know, people who, like, what's the deal with decaf? I know it's going to be acidic, but does it have the same effect on your adrenals if you're drinking decaf as if you are? And this is for my, you know, family members of mine as well. So.
Right. So the adrenals are your fight and flight response, and part of what they control is your pancreas. And your pancreas is what regulates your blood sugar, and your blood sugar is what determines how you feel. If your blood sugar is up, you feel euphoric all the way, and if it's down, to depressed. And it goes from euphoric to happy to stable to sad and fearful and angry, and so that's sort of the range of what happens when your blood sugar is either high or low. The adrenals are totally responsible for regulating, helping your pancreas regulate, and your pancreas is kind of it produces two hormones that help you stabilize your blood sugar. And one is insulin. When you get a ton of sugar that comes into your bloodstream, then the message comes to go and put out insulin so that the sugar is taken up and stored in your liver, muscles, wherever. And the other one is glycogen or glucagon. I've never gotten them straight. And that is to go and pull the sugar back out of your where it's been stored, and to put it back into your bloodstream so that you can have that blood sugar available again. So it's your sugar regulator, which means it's your mood regulator. And when you need an enormous amount of energy, like a fight or flight response, from running from, as they say, the saber-toothed tiger, then the adrenals come into play. They are they're your protector. And when you trash them all the time by having you, instead of an immediate, short, quick burst of energy that you need for a flight or fight, you have a low-grade on button that creates your adrenals to just simply not be able to withstand. It's like you could pick up a suitcase, but you couldn't hold it for very long. And that's what happens with your adrenals. You just keep holding the suitcase and it gets tireder and tireder. And pretty soon, bless you, and pretty soon your adrenals can't function. So then your body, cleverly, is looking for something to help you hold the suitcase longer, push in your life harder, take on and handle more stress longer. And so you start looking for things that will jack up your adrenals, like sugar and coffee. Stimulants of any kind. And your body is so clever that it will absolutely guide you to wherever the nearest fix is to keep you going. And you develop allergies to it as well as addictions to it. So it's crazy how the body has this inner wisdom. And the other part about the decaf, I like to say to people, well, you're trying to put out a fire and you've been putting a gallon of kerosene on the fire. Now you're only putting a quart. The fire is not going to go out. So caffeine is caffeine is caffeine. If I drank a cup of coffee, decaf coffee, I would be bouncing off the walls. I bounce off the walls with one extra ounce of body balance. So caffeine takes a toll. That's all there is to it, whether it's green tea. I mean, they're all nice gradations to get yourself off of it, to go from caffeine, full-bore coffee, down to decaf, and then move down to green tea, and then basically move to herbal tea. That's one way of doing it, but I like the Ticino because it's so easy to cut the coffee with the Ticino, and you can get off it pretty quickly and be done with it and not have it be taxing your adrenals, your poor little adrenals that are taken into the brain, because you need your adrenals for your immune system, for your stress, for digestion, for functioning. I mean, your adrenals it's like the energy thing that fires your muscles for anything that you do. And when you're pooped, you're pooped. You across the board is as far as not having energy to do bodily functions. So, you know, this little health evaluation questionnaire is no small petunia. It's like this is not... Well, you're starting to get why I have such phenomenal results is because I work with people across the board. Yeah.
This is Carol. One of the things that... The question that she was talking about with decaf versus caffeinated coffee... my understanding is that decaf, they use a certain process to take the caffeine out of the beans. What are they using to do that? Chemicals? Something? They've got to be using something in order to make that happen. So my thoughts are that it's not any good for you either. So that's just my thought.
Right. Well, yeah, so you get the drift. That's the point. You know, in the food cravings, there's reasons to help people move in the direction. And I have all kinds of information on my site that are under nutritional basics. The two main handouts that I send people to are food combining and acid alkaline. And I have two charts there, one's acid and alkaline forming foods. And there are two graphs, and it says like almond and rice milk for dairy and rice crackers for and cakes for other crackers, for wheat crackers, and just there's a whole sort of substitution things from acid-forming foods to alkaline-forming foods. And that would be a wonderful place for people to start to understand some of the basics of nutrition, because if people are really going to get their health back, they got in trouble because they were doing the dietary insults. That's where it started. And to get them off of that, I don't think it's fair to look at the body balance to cover over the problem that was created initially by the food insults. So get it right from the get-go, and you will see that people they'll go to this other level of wellness and clean it up so that they can really start to have a colon that functions right, and digestion where you don't bloat every time you eat anything, and where your face gets that lovely glow. We call it the body balance glow. If you're having children, they're body balanced children. They come out beautifully, and they don't get jaundice, and they sleep through the night within a few weeks. I mean, everything starts coming into gear of what is our human God-given potential. And part of this education, part of your follow-up, is literally getting in on the follow-up of each one of these questions and asking them, how's it going? And giving them practical solutions to make a choice of one degree of inconsequential, changing their diet of an apple a day. Like that. All right. Any other questions? Because I'll mute you off so we can keep on going here.
Hey, Holly, this is Patrick Babcock from Yonkers, New York. I just wanted to say that aside from the caffeine question, coffee in general is one of the most pesticide-laden things in the food chain for most people. And that is a consequence all of its own. In addition, then there's the whole mold factor because, you know, the coffee berry is this, you know, red, wet thing, and it has to sort of almost rot off the bean before it can be turned into, you know, roasted coffee. And there's a mold connection there. And the other thing I wanted to say is, a lot of times what I've found with people, the thing that is really holding them back from getting good results, you know, new people, when you start them with anything better, is NutraSweet. That is the most toxic thing.
Right, and in soft drinks.
Sometimes are including in their NutraSweet food supply, so to speak. And that will really just about unravel anything. And when people are really stuck sometimes, if you inquire about that and get them off of that, sometimes all the good that they've been stacking up all of a sudden starts to come through.
Patrick, thank you. I mean, I think after this call, most people will be going, all right, I think I'll check out the Ticino. This has been great because it's definitely, you know, sugar's white death, and in my opinion, coffee's black death. And I am just to have a shake break! And... So I'm going to bring you over to the shake machine, and we're going to have a Holly shake, and everybody's going to get to taste it. And the reason is that step three of getting people to the level of wellness that they don't even know is possible is getting them on fabulous nutrition. As I said before, it's not just what they're not eating, what they're eating when they do the shake, it's what they're... It's not just taking the shake, it's what they're otherwise eating if they don't take the shake. And we physically don't have enough room, as I said, to eat enough food. And when you can get one rounded tablespoon of the True Greens is the equivalent of 5 pounds of vegetables. You couldn't eat that much. You simply couldn't eat that much. So we're going to go over, and I don't know if you can take the phone over and make a shake with us. And because I want them, part of follow-up is having them know there is this third step, which is where I want them all to go at some point in their life force career, so that they can turn around and share fabulous nutrition with others. A wonderful thing about this shake is that when you're out in the world, if you always have, and now that they're going to put the amino regulator into the amino charge, you don't even have to carry the bottle around anymore. For emergency food, I highly recommend that you take and have in your glove compartment or anywhere in your car or in your bag a lidded jar that has a rounded tablespoon of True Greens and 2 scoops of amino charge. And guess what? Add water and it's Meals on Wheels. So there you are out in the world and you just are like, oh my gosh, my blood sugar's dropping. I am absolutely freaking out. I need some food. And in literally, what? We just had the shake. Is your blood sugar coming up?
Yeah.
How are you feeling now? Like before we took the shake and now? Yeah, it works instantly. It just is like an IV into your blood system. It goes right in. And it's such a savor to be able to do that. Because even the amino charge is sweet, and the True Greens is sweet enough. And if you put it in just even with water, it really is quite fine. Yeah.
You probably see.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have your berries.
Yeah, you do. You can actually, that's
awesome.
A great idea. That's a totally great idea. In the morning, I have taken up the habit of having water, a quart of water, and well, what I do is I take a mason jar, and I put in the amount of body balance that I'm taking that day. And then I put in the juice of a lemon. And then I fill it and top it off with water, filtered nice water. And I start my day with flushing my systems out and rehydrating myself and remineralizing myself with the body balance and lemon juice and water. It is such a wonderful way to start the day. And then when I get hungry, the first inkling of hunger, then I go make the shake. And then I wait until I get hungry again, and then I eat whatever else I'm eating. You know, my salad or my steamed veggies or whatever it is that I'm eating.
Can you say the ratio of water, lemon, body balance again?
Well, everybody's on a different level of... It's a mason jar, and put in however much body balance you are currently taking, whether it's 4 ounces or 14 ounces. A mason jar has 32 ounces in it. And so you would just put in the amount of body balance into the jar first, and then the juice of a whole lemon. And if you even want to put in the lemon without the peel, you know, peel the lemon like you would an orange and just put the whole, then you'd have to put it in the blender, you know, so that you could womps up the lemon. I actually put sometimes a lemon in my blended raw food soups, the whole lemon itself without the peel. But at any rate, I put the juice of a whole lemon, the amount of body balance, and then top it off with water. And that's what I sip on while I'm getting dressed and whatever it is that I'm doing. And then by the time I get hungry again, it's such a great way to get those nutrients, those minerals, right into your system, get your cells flushed, and get the whole first wave of rehydrating your system. And then when you're hungry again, then you put in the major whole food of the whole rest of the shake. And it's a great way to start your day. And I don't know about you, but that usually takes me to 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I'm ready to eat anything I want. And I know that I have gotten in what I need to get in. Now, how does this relate to follow-up? It is the follow-up. It's like once you've remineralized your cells with the body balance, then you've done, then step two is the colon cleanse, and we'll go over that a little bit more here. Step three is having them understand the importance of eating high-grade nutrition so that they can live at a really serious, optimal, highest octane of food that is available and know that they are getting the nutrition that they need. So, how many people in this room are on the shake, they do a shake every day? Oh, you guys. So let me ask you, how much less are you eating from where you were before you started ever having a shake in your life? What percent? I can tell you that I hear anywhere from, you know, 20, 30 to 40, 50, 60%. So 30 to 50 is sort of what I've heard. And so I want to hear what you guys have to say. 25 to 30% for one man. Okay, our one man.
I would say the only reason I eat is because I feel my stomach's kind of growling at me, and otherwise I just feel so sustained.
Wow,
it's amazing.
Wow, that was Lori who said she feels really sustained, and she could probably not even eat at all, but she feels like she should.
I would add to that, I'm satisfied. I mean, not looking for something else, whether you're hungry or not, just something else.
Right. So what we're hearing is that that people, so let's have another couple, but that people feel satisfied.
Yeah, I don't get hungry till 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Joan said she doesn't get hungry till 1 or 2 in the afternoon from doing the shake. Okay, any other stories? And how much, and what percent less do you feel like you're eating, if any?
Maybe 25 to 30%.
25 to 30%. Okay. Did you have a percent that you might be eating?
I think around 30. That's what came to mind.
30% less. Okay. Yeah.
Holly, mine's a little different in that with breastfeeding.
Yeah.
I would add it in and then continue to eat what I normally would eat, and that was fantastic for me.
Because, so say more about that. So we have a mom who's nursing. Say again.
I'm Jazz.
Jazz, who is nursing, and so she's saying that she adds the shake to her whole program. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's fantastic for you is?
Is because it gives me the extra nutrients, I guess, or the extra, calories.
Yeah.
As I'm making my food, I can be drinking my shake, so I add it in so I get more for my effort.
Right. Good. Good. So she.
I need more just to make.
She needs more, obviously, to feed her baby and have breast milk so that she can make sure her baby's getting enough nutrition. And so it's a really easy way for her to add high nutrition into her program so that she. And it tastes good, and she is commenting on how easy it is to add that and handle the. Being able to eat more food so that she can make sure her baby's getting what it needs. She needs.
Yeah, and eating less of the carbs and
less carbs she's eating.
Super packed nutrient foods in the shake.
And eating the high concentrated powdered whole foods in the shake makes her feel like she's getting her bases covered easily and yummily. Okay. Anyone else? Percent that people are eating less. Throw out some numbers.
I'm snacking less.
Snacking less, Linda's saying. Okay, snacking less. Great. What we found was that people were spending a fair amount on what I call non-grocery items that would include like a latte, cup of coffee, a muffin, a power bar, chips. So if you were to add all that up, that is food that you buy that is above and beyond your grocery bill, what would you say that you spend a day on one of those items that perhaps you eat when you're out in the world? Oh, I'll just pick up a little power bar, a little cookie, or a little drink of some kind, latte, muffin.
$3.
$3. We heard $3. Do we have any more?
$7.
We hear $7. Any others when you're out in the world? Snacks and chips and things that are above your grocery bill. Any other ideas of what you might be spending that you're not spending now because you're eating wholesome nutrition and being on the shake? So that is typically what I get, $2 to $7. And so I lowballed it and said $3 a day. That if people are prone to having snacks, and $3 a day is not times 30 is $90 that you would be spending on items that are above and beyond grocery bills. I like to say that the average person spends somewhere around $100 a week on grocery bills, on grocery food, and that would include whatever that you bring into the house that doesn't include the snack items that you would buy when you go out in the world. And so and I think that's fairly reasonable to say $100 a week, which would be $400 a month. And if you're saying you're eating 30%, I'm actually at about 50% less. I think I eat one other meal. When I'm left to my own devices and in my own routine. I've sort of done my day backwards today, but that's okay. So let's say 30%, and 30% of 400, we are talking $130. Are we talking that? 30% of 40? 400? And then you have another $90 of snack items that go on, so 130 and 90. Well, we're right up there at 220. And guess what the shake costs? It's actually $115, I think, to include shipping and handling. $215. So, yeah, the shipping and handling. So it's pretty low ball. It's pretty easy to be able to justify having the shake because it's not only, and that's just, that doesn't even include fewer doctor's visits, less money on other supplements and on other vitamins. What's the price that you would put on how much better you feel and having a whole other leg of your life, sleeping hours less for some people, and having more energy and actually having like another chunk of their day. Like my day was over. I didn't have much of a day anyway.
but it was over by dinner time. And now, routinely, I go to 11 o'clock at night. And it's and consistent energy all the way through. There aren't any dips and doodles in my life anymore. So that's pretty priceless. So when I say the body balance will take you a good level, a good stint, but the shake will take you yet to a whole nother level, and it'll cover another whole myriad of challenges that people have, because most people either don't eat breakfast or don't make good choices at breakfast, and if they don't eat breakfast, then they get caught somewhere in having to eat something that they wish that they had not. So if you're looking at ways of making your life easier, whether you're a nursing mom or you're a working guy or gal, and how to get out the door. We made some of those shakes in what, 2 minutes? We're not talking, people cannot give you an excuse that I don't have time to make a shake. I mean, make it the night before, I don't care. So this is an opportunity for you to do the math. Now.
$7 a day for a shake.
Oh, out the, yeah.
Divided by the $2.15 that it costs. And I mean, if you eat out, it's at least $8 to $10 a meal.
Yeah, it'd be hard to eat for $8 and for a whole meal that's going to sustain you till the next meal.
And the shake pack includes the osteo and all that stuff.
It does.
You're already getting
everything you just had.
Yeah.
Everything that I love in the shake pack, except for the berries. Okay, so that is an additional. And the oil is another additional. I actually put the drink, I put it more like at $10 for the drink in the morning. So you're spending like maybe $300 for having that in your grocery bill. However, we just backed out $220 of what you're saving by eating the shake. Now remember, the shake is replacing a meal, right? So ideally, the way this whole program would go would be that you would get people remineralized and their whole being would come up to such an incredible level on the cell saturation that they would be very willing to march right along and do the colon cleanse. That's a pretty much of a piece of cake. And then once we get them so that they can really see some of the wonderful things that happen about that, where their whole colon elimination and all that is starting to really come into function. You know, there are people that I work with, and I'm sure you, what are the time frames that you've heard that people have with their whole colon that, I mean, I hear sometimes people don't have an elimination, but once or twice a week. Have people heard that?
My sister-in-law, one of the things she said, every 12 to 14 days, and I was shocked.
Sister-in-law of one person here said every 12 to 14 days. That is truly, that takes the record.
Yeah,
oh my God, on the colon cleanse of not having an elimination, but almost every 2 weeks. That is absolutely terrifying to me. I mean, cancer of the colon is number 3. So that shake is actually designed for colon function and heart function. The reason is the omegas are for heart function, and the fiber is for the colon function, not to mention the whole foods, which are just for all around whole, healthy living. So that's why I have the omegas in there, the oil, and that's why I have the psyllium in there. And I would rather see you use chia seeds and super seeds from Garden of Life and or flax seeds, because they're all mucilaginous. And I know that we have our product, the intestinal tone, but I think that's somewhat irritating. I don't have enough information to feel comfortable about saying that you can take it every day. I feel really comfortable about saying chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, that's a good start. And rotating your seeds around so that you're getting your good omegas. Okay? Step 1, mineralize, 2, colon cleanse, 3, the shake. Now, obviously, from a business point of view, when people are really using these products and they're having the extreme results and having the extreme life, and the second one at least is pretty much paying for itself, and you can certainly rationalize the importance of having minerals. And if people can afford the body balance and they're already affording the body balance, you now have a case to show them how they can actually afford the shake pack at no extra cost if you take them through that.
You have reached the end of audio 4.
Let's move on to the final audio number 5.